Oh, Kings agree to trade DeMarcus Cousins to Pelicans.
No way. We're not talking about the All-Star game anymore.
Oh, my God.
Okay, quick All-Star notes that were cool. Anthony Davis scored 50-something points. Also, he won the MVP. Also, Steve Kerr was asking the players of his team what plays they wanted to run. Oh, my God. But now, live update.
Deal Buddy Hield 2017 first-round pick to the Kings for Cousins.
That's it?
I think so.
That can't be right.
Dude, Buddy Hield and a number one pick for Boogie?
That cannot be right.
Kings, what? Oh my God.
This is live news, people. You're seeing it live right now.
Oh my God.
You're with us in the newsroom.
Oh my God. Did this really just happen? I got a verified tweet. What? Is this real?
I mean, Woj tweeted
Adrian
it.
Woj. Oh my what? This can't be real.
It looks very real. Well, it includes Buddy Hield in 2017 first round pick. We don't know what else there is.
Lexi Galloway. So we don't know what the trade is because, like, this says Tyreek Evans, Langston Galloway, future first and second round pick for DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
What is this trade?
I don't know. Should we?
And how?
Should we respond to Mason's tweet and see if he wants to come on this podcast right now?
Oh my God. I think I have his number. I'm going to text him.
Yeah, let's see if we can get Mason in the mix right now. Emergency. This is crazy. This is like a disaster.
This is.
But it's a beautiful disaster.
That's a 311 song.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I was just trying to come original. But I guess amber is the color of my energy.
I'm calling Mason Ginsburg. Oh my God. Mason, pick up.
Mason, you need to pick up your phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an
He didn't answer.
Okay, well, I tweeted at him to pick up his phone.
I feel like
oh my God. Who's the
I don't know. Yeah, who are Sacramento Kings people?
I'm calling Vince.
Get them on the phone.
Hello.
Vince, did you see what just happened?
Yes.
What? Okay, all right. You're on a podcast right now. Vince, like, what do you think right now?
I'm on a podcast right now.
Literally right now.
Like, we were recording a podcast about the All-Star game, and then we got a notification.
Yes, I know. I'm texting people as we speak, trying to figure things out while tweeting the reports going back and forth. All I know is that it is 100% official, but of course, because Woj did it, everyone knows that 100% as well. So, yeah. I'm kind of taken back. I mean, that trade was ridiculously, that was a wild trade. I'm kind of speechless about it still. I'm trying to put together all the pieces. I'm texting
How is that the best deal?
Every single day. What?
How is this the best deal?
This is not the best deal. This is probably the worst deal possible that they could have accepted. But at the same time, as everyone is already reporting, and as I get the return text, is this, that Vivek is not 100%. Okay, I'll read it word for word. Hold on. Word for word text. Vivek, not 100%. Best offer given today.
Wow. What? Why? Why is this happening right now?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Question. How do the Kings feel about trading for the guy who punched DeMarcus Cousins in the wiener?
Like literally 4 days ago? Five days ago?
Yeah, that just happened. Do you think that helped?
They think he's pretty ballsy.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess they were like, this is a brave man to punch a giant in the dick.
I can't believe this happened.
This is so wild.
This is...
Yeah, so I just got another text saying that the Kings really wanted Buddy Hield. They actually talked to Los Angeles over the weekend. Los Angeles
said no to Ingram, yeah.
Ingram and also this year and next year's first round picks. So the Kings are really asking for picks, but no one really wants Cousins. On the flip side of this, though, from an NBA perspective, we get to see the Brown and DeMarcus Cousins on the same team. That's pretty cool.
Okay, hey, would you get on a podcast with us in a second?
Oh, I thought I was on a podcast right now.
No, well, no, but like, would you get on Skype?
Yeah, I can try right now. Just give me about 10 minutes. I'm trying to put all the pieces together right now.
Yeah,
I'm literally texting everyone around the organization, trying to figure things out while also starting to write a story. So, give me about like what time are you guys trying to do the show? Right this second.
Like,
I probably will need at least 30 to 45 minutes.
30? Okay. Well, then, I mean, like, I'll probably be down for that. I think
I might need to go home because I got work tomorrow.
Okay. Oh my god.
Well, we'll rip through the rest of the All-Star game and stuff, and then y'all can
no,
do that.
No, what's the point?
Well, just to vamp until you can talk about the Kings.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright. Vince, just let me know when you're free, okay?
Wow.
Okay, alright. Just let me know when you're free, okay?
Yeah, you guys are about to hear some news coming out in a second if it gets confirmed.
Oh, Bones. Oh, Bones.
So, again, it's not confirmed yet. They're just saying that the Kings are still on the phone with people right now.
Oh, my God.
So, stay close to your phones. Give me about 30, 45 minutes. Text me when you guys are getting ready, and I'll start setting up.
I'm literally
a text from the Kings insider right now. So.
Oh, John Hamm?
His name is James, but no, the guy that works with him that does all like the part writing for the game write-ups. He's also a Kings insider. He works for CSN. So, yeah.
Oh my, Jiminy Crickets. Okay, well, Kumar, one of the hosts of Pelicast, is going to be joining us soon. So Vince, we'll get you on that if we can. I need to like settle down. My head's imploding right now. I need like actual analysis.
You kind of called something, right? You said they should trade away for Langston Galloway, Tyreek Evans. Buddy Hield, you're kind of getting the deal you asked for.
Well, no, I didn't, like, but Boogie wasn't part of it. I said, like, Rudy Gay.
No, I know, but you called the deal. You called the deal that would happen. That's crazy.
Oh, Kumar says he'll give me 5 minutes, but I need to change my shorts.
Why does he need to change his shorts? Oh,
yeah.
I get why he needs to change his shorts. Sorry.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to you later, Vince.
All right, bye.
That's Vince Miracle of the Kings Court podcast on AlmightyPaller.com. Again, joining us soon is going to be Kumar. Oh, God.
I just saw a tweet. I need to find it. But someone was articulating... apparently, Alvin Gentry says he wants to use Boogie off the bench.
Shut the fuck up!
Kevin Barrios tweets... Jenner says he plans to use Cousins as a bench scorer. I think that may be a joke. I hope that's a joke.
Oh, wait. Dude, I think that Buddy Hield might not actually have been involved in this trade. But either way, like, this is ridiculous.
Well, let's...
Oh, my God, okay.
...figure this out. Because, man, this is wild. Because, like, who... That team would be so crazy!
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to think. I just... Okay, hey. Lux, can you get...
Yo.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you're on a podcast that I'm recording right now. What do you think? Yeah. like the microphone's on. I'm just holding my cell phone into the microphone.
Oh, what up, dude? It's Lux. I'm here too.
Oh yeah, it's Lux. We were the guys who all talked about Boogie, that one podcast, you remember?
I think that the Sacramento Kings are the worst run office in the NBA.
Yeah, I think that's James, what are you doing right now? Can you get on Skype?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Get on Skype and call in. I'm trying to get We started recording a podcast about the All-Star game, and then the Boogie trade happened, and, like, who cares about the All-Star game anymore, right? So,
honestly, I'm going to make it in the show because who cares about the All-Star game in the first place? The fact that you made a guest spot, that was pretty wacky in the first place.
Well, we were connecting it to the greater context of the league. I think, like, fundamentally, I agree with you, but, like, you didn't listen, so you don't understand the way that we were approaching it. Hey, either way, this is James Hollis, everyone, who is, the host of the Truth Celtics podcast, and, it's also on allmoneyballer.com. But we've talked a lot about Boogie Cousins, and that's why this is basically a roundtable podcast now. It's not. Yeah,
things have taken a real turn.
All right. Hey, I don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
Right.
Get on the Skype. All right, great.
Are you on Skype? Just call me whenever.
Okay, cool. Will do. Okay. Ugh. Hun, are you hearing this, hun?
Where did Boogie get traded to?
The New Orleans Pelicans for, like, trash.
What? Yeah, for, like, literally a trash can.
Why?
Because, I don't know. How did the Celtics not get in on... How did the Celtics... Oh,
maybe they just need to pick up another private NBA. You know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Lux, will you go find headphones?
I have mine.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think I have my earbuds.
Okay,
in
cool.
Yeah,
so you may have to scoot in a little bit.
Okay, let me just untangle them from everything that they're attached to. There you go.
Well, James Hollis didn't pick up.
I'll try again, bruh.
Whoa.
All right, well, this is probably going to get edited out, but I'm going to have to edit it out this morning because this has to be released as soon as possible. So, Lux.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow. Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday, Boogie. And who else? Langston Galloway and...
No, Langston Galloway's gone.
Okay, well, Etwan Moore, I guess.
Etwan Moore, Terrence Ross, right?
No, Terrence Ross is on the Magic. Or Terrence Jones,
Terrence Jones, yeah, that's the man I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but, like, I think the big man spots are taken.
Well, at least at first.
I guess DeMarcus Cousins really enjoyed the All-Star game.
Yeah. Man, and Boogie was just talking about today, I was just reading it, about how he, like, really wanted to stay in Sacramento. But, oh well. I guess you can't win them all if you're the Kings.
Oh, I guess, okay, wait, here. I called the wrong, can you hear him okay, Lux?
Yeah, sorry, what?
What up?
So,
what up?
First of all, do you have two Skype accounts?
No, this is the right one. Well, because the other one I had, I went to change the, like, the password, I can remember it, and, like, it wouldn't let me just reset the password, so I changed my name. You got this the one, though. You got the right one.
Yeah. Okay, so
we're on Skype.
It's how fine. Good is this team right now? Anthony Davis at 4, Boogie Cousins at 5, Drew Holiday at 1, I think, right? Like, I think Drew Holiday is staying, by all reports.
Yeah.
And then Etwan Moore at 2, and, like, someone at 3. I don't know, Solomon Hill, I guess, or Dante Cunningham, someone like that. How good is this team?
So we're talking just with Drew, Brow, and Boogie.
That's really good.
That's, like, really good, man.
And how then, did, like, they get that? Like, oh, my God. This was the price for Boogie. Like, part of the reason why...
No, it's not. No. This is not the price for Boogie. This is the price that the Kings ownership wanted for Boogie, which is not the same thing.
Okay, well, so it's not the value for Boogie. Of course not. Like, it's far away from the value, but it was the price, right?
I mean, no. You say it any way you want to.
Okay,
this is a steal. This is a steal for the Pelicans.
Well, so
this is a fire sale. This is like 50 cents on the dollar.
So yeah. What would the equivalent move be for the Celtics, and why wasn't it made?
I mean, and this is going to be the dumb part about this whole thing. Not saying you. People are going to start doing this. You're trying to use rationale with a front office that's irrational. You know, it's like trying to argue with somebody who's, you know, mentally ill. And I'm not dissing mentally ill people, but sometimes logic doesn't come into it.
Well,
you
okay.
Cut it. Yeah, you could if you want. My point you're trying to ask logic of something that's illogical. Like, it's like you're trying to argue with a 6-year-old, right?
Look, granted.
No, don't argue with it. It's like you're going to try to look for reasons for things that there's no reason for, right? Because, I mean, we all know Boston could offer more. And who knows? Maybe Danny Ainge didn't want Boogie like that. Maybe
I think that to me is probably what happened, because like you're right. I think that I mean, first there's already reports that they tried to get Ingram first, and then after that, holy crap. So and then after that went to the Pelicans and went for and then after that they went to the Pelicans and wanted Buddy Hield. So yeah, this thing is like official.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I'm so like this team. How does, because they, like they're pretty far. Like, you know, they're not in great situation as is. I'm curious. So like it looks like this Pelicans team, they're gonna be better, but they're still not probably gonna get much more in the eighth seed. But like, how does Golden State handle this lineup? Is all okay, I've been thinking about.
They handled the lineup with continuity and the fact that Boogie and DeMarcus and Drew aren't familiar playing with each other. It takes more than just talent.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, like, they're not an imminent threat, I don't think, like, for like, this year.
Yeah, but I just feel like that's got to be, like, I think you're probably right. Like, the Warriors just are a cohesive unit, and this is a pretty, like, 20-minute-old development. But it does feel like at least something to make Golden State fans like think a little bit, right? Like, this is
I will say this, that we've seen that they struggle with size, and Boogie had his way with them by himself, and you know,
Anthony Davis is so good too.
Now Anthony Davis has to worry about playing center. That's pretty important, and both of them can shoot threes and spread the floor, even though both work inside. I think there's still a piece or two away, obviously, but with Drew Holiday and Dante, like, they have good role players. Well,
Etuan Moore, I think, is like a fine shooting guard. The Pelicans have had a really good defense with the two of them up front, or in the backcourt, rather. So I think that Etuan Moore, Drew Holiday, that works defensively, and Drew works as the third star, and then I think that Etuan Moore hits threes, and that's pretty much what you want, right? Like, I think they're missing the fourth best player on, like, a contending team, right? Like, I think Etuan Moore can be the fifth best starter, and Drew can be the third, and AD and Boogie combined could be one and two. You there?
I'm here. I mean, I'm listening to you. Nothing you say really, like, as is, the team is very, very good. I think if they started the season like this, they would have definitely been in the mix for the somewhere between the 4 and 7. Right. I mean, yeah, I don't trust the coach. I don't know if they have enough shooting, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they have the right coach right now, but
yeah.
I don't know.
But it's good. It's a good move. They had to do it. Yeah.
I feel like it was a really good move.
For them, yeah. I don't know what the Kings are thinking. The Kings definitely could have got more for Boogie. The rumors we hear about the Orlando deals was better. I'm pretty sure if they went to Boston and said, hey, we're trying to do this with Pelicans, what can you do? We would have been, you know, we could have cobbled together a deal at least equal or, and, you know, better with our picks. So it's whatever, man. You can't ask logic of an illogical front office, and they've been highly illogical. They've shown that they're not very, just the way they pick, the way they built around Boogie, their drafting last year, nothing they do makes sense. So you can't really just pin it on, you know.
Yeah.
Why didn't Boston do that?
Actually, that raises a question for me. Like, you just mentioned, like, they're terrible at building through the draft. So do you think that this trade had anything to do with that, where they were like, why don't we just grab these three dudes we like and then a couple picks that we can take flyers on, but, like, rather than getting a pick-heavy trade?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the – it's like trying to
– Yeah, it's – whatever the logic was, it was really bad
yeah,
logic.
Yeah, it's trying to ascribe causality where it doesn't seem like it matters at all. But it's so bananas. And I'm just like,
excited to see what this team looks like now. Like, suddenly...
Oh. Hey, Kumar.
Hey.
Okay, so it's me and then Michael Luxenberg, our editor at AlmightyBaller.com.
Hello.
James, you're still there, right?
Yeah, what's up, man?
James Hollis, who is our Celtics host and someone who I've discussed Boogie a lot with. And then now Kumar is on the line on the podcast. This has been a fun format, just start randomly calling people. Well, not randomly. We're calling Kumar because he's the host of Pelicast, and they're covering the Pelicans, who just made a big leap. So,
yeah, this seems like about as unrandom as it could get.
Yeah, just start. Just
tell
like,
me how you feel.
Yeah, how do you feel, Kumar?
Yo, I don't even know how to describe how I feel. I just got back from All-Star Night. I was driving home, and I saw the tweets from Woj, and I was like, ah, man, there's no way this is serious. Like, why would we trade for Boogie? Like, Boston can outbid us, definitely. I got home, and my friend, a close friend of mine, texts me, and I first think it's a prank. I'm like, there's no
way. Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Like, yeah. There's no way. And then I see all the tweets start rolling in, Woj, Stein, all the reporters nationally, they're like, yep, Boogie to Nola. And I'm just losing it. I call my close friend screaming in the phone. And you know the first thing he tells me? He's like, man, I can't believe we traded Buddy. And I was like, are you for real right now? Are you for real? Like, I am losing it right now. I don't even know how to describe how I feel.
Okay, so go ahead, James.
So, I was just going to say, so I'm here. So just make sure we all got the same thing, two different things, one from Stein and one from Woj. It's Buddy Hield, 2017 first rounder. I also see Tyreek, and then a 2017 second rounder via Philly. Is that right? And then I also see Langston Galloway.
Yeah, that's what I got. Is the first, the second, Galloway, Hield, and
that's a steal, man.
This can go down as one of the worst deals in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, this is a incredibly bad deal.
We paid more for Drew Holiday.
Wait, what?
I mean, it's true.
Yeah, we paid more for Drew Holiday.
Sacramento? You guys are also getting over Cassidy.
You paid substantially more for Drew Holiday.
You're also getting...
a small forward?
Yeah.
Yep. Never had a small forward ever.
Wait, what are they getting?
Well, he's a power forward. He's a power forward nowadays, but he's a great backup power forward.
But still, I mean, he's the new starting small forward, right?
No,
they still start Solomon Hill, the defense, but still...
Oh,
Caspi is a modern power forward. He's not a small forward anymore.
No, yeah, I mean, I agree, but like...
I'm okay with that. That is great.
Wow.
Crazy cat. Caspi gets back into New Orleans after we let him go a few years ago. Tyreek goes back to Sacramento. This is all crazy. The second rounder we're given by a Philly, we traded for Ish Smith, who we picked up off the street like last year. Like, what? Since when is Dell Demps a good GM? Like, what is happening?
Well, it's not he's good. It's Sacramento's so bad.
Yeah. Right. Wait.
Okay. That's something I wanted to discuss. So two things I want to make sure that we hit on. So first, before you got on, Kumar, what we were talking about is I personally think that, you know, if you're making a contending starting five, your best first and second players can be Boogie and Anthony Davis. And then I think your third best player can be Drew Holiday and your fifth. Okay, maybe not. I'm asking Kumar his opinion.
I think so, absolutely.
Okay, and then I think your fifth, your worst starter, but I mean, like, your Harrison Barnes, I guess, can be Etuan Moore. So what about, like, that fourth guy? Like, what about J.R. Smith? Like, who's like that? I don't think he's on the roster right now, right?
It has to be Terrence Jones, I'd assume.
But he can't play three.
He can't play the three. He can't play with that starting five. So I don't know who you put in there. I think, that's a tough one. I think it's going to be spot minutes between Omri and Solomon Hill, whoever's hot that night. We trade away all of our guard depth. I think we're left with Etuan Moore, Drew Holiday, and Tim Frazier. I mean, maybe you start Tim at the point, slide Drew to the two, and have Etuan Moore. You go, like, ultra small with the two bigs, behemoths up front. Like, I think you can get away with that.
Well, no. I think that at this, like, okay, does everyone agree? And Lux, I know you're checking out Twitter.
Yeah,
that,
I got some research notes because news is still coming in while y'all are talking.
Okay, yeah. So either Lux or James jump in here. It's my opinion that, like, that number four guy, they don't have on the team right now. Like, whoever they would need to start at the small forward to make this, like, a real contender. And it sounds like Kumar agrees. Like, James, what do you think?
I think that until we see how they play, I don't think that really matters. Because, I mean, when you got Boogie and you got 228 point per game scorers and you got a point guard like Drew Holiday, to me, Drew was right there on the cusp of like the top 6-7 guys. You're fine. I don't think it really. I think you're trying to relate what they have now to all the teams in the past, and that's cool on paper. But you got to just see how they work.
Yeah, you know? And that's an argument.
I really feel that that Boogie and Brow are dominant and talented and skilled enough that even as is, if they had, the, like I said, if they started the season together, I would probably pick them to challenge for the West.
Or when is the last time we've seen two bigs this talented on the same team together?
Probably never.
Duncan Robinson?
Or the Celtics.
No, or like what about those Pau Gasol, Andrew Bynum, and Andrew Bynum was sweet.
No, not even close. Not even
but
close.
Come
on, not even close. I know Bynum was an all-star, but that was because
of Warren. I guess what I mean is that's the last time I feel like there was a contending team built with this kind of structure. Like they're better, obviously, the Brow and – obviously, Brown and Boogie are better, but like I feel like that's the last time there was a team that was good with that kind of like,
all right, James
structure, I guess, surrounding it.
You're a Celtics guy, okay? What about like the whole Bird McHale like thing? Bird McHale and
not Bird McHale. You say McHale in Chief, not
Bird. Yeah, I can't remember his last name right now because my head is imploding.
Robert Parrish. I mean, those two are Hall of Famers, but as far as skill and talent, it's right up there. I mean, you could say Ralph Sampson and Hakeem, the Twin Towers, David Robinson. Like this is almost like that. This is like that prime. Yeah. If they had prime David Robinson and prime Tim Duncan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, but before we overreact, we got to remember.
Yeah, you have to see them play.
I don't think we're even. Yeah. No, guys,
you do
stop. We are not overreacting. This is incredible.
Of course we are. It's the same way when people said that the Warriors are going to ruin the season and there's no reason watching because they're going to dominate everybody. They're good, but I mean, come on.
Does DeMarcus have an opt-out this season? Or how long is he on the contract for?
Yeah, he's
No. He was actually on a contract until 2018.
No, I think he's done. Okay. He's done. Perfect.
I just realized something.
I think he's done after this year. I think he's a free agent this season.
The Pelicans didn't unload Omer Asik, Alexis Sajinka, so they're putting like $60 million into their center position. That's funny.
I'm totally okay with that. One of them is going to be stretched. Another is probably going to be packaged with some other pick or whatever. I don't even care about those guys. They haven't even played since like November. They're just spots.
Oh, yeah, no, he's got one more year after this. You all right? Wait. So I just saw maybe my favorite detail of this news story so far: a Ramona Shelburne tweet that apparently the Pelicans were close to a deal with for Jahlil Okafor about 10 days ago with the same package, except for not Buddy Hield. So, yep.
Oh my God!
So Buddy Hield's the difference between Jahlil and Boogie Cousins, and that's very good.
How do you go from Okafor to Boogie? What,
dude? The NBA is so insane.
Some people are reporting that there's some folks are reporting that there's also
what like All-Star Media is like right now.
Yeah,
after the game, they're all like back to their like post-game parties or hotels or wherever they are. Like, I want to be there. Like, where are they?
Also, some folks are mentioning that there might be a 2019 first rounder involved as well.
Oh, who cares? So, James, what's up?
No, I was going to just say this. I really feel for the people I feel most for Sacramento fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sacramento fans tried, and then they listened to all the promises about, you know, the reports already came out. Boogie's going to get his 200 mil this season or whenever. All this stuff came out, and, you know, Boogie keeps saying this is where I want to be. When you have a star player, a top 10 type player, that's like the hardest thing in the league to get. And when they want to be there, that means something for the fan base. Energize the OKC fan base, even though the team's not that good. But, you know, the fact he's there and playing and wants to be there means a lot.
What's crazy? Philly has a pick swap with the Kings, who are going to be awful now.
I just read an article because the pick is top 10 protected, and Philly was worried about losing that. And so maybe part of this deal was they want to make sure they keep this a top 10 pick in this year's draft.
Oh, is it?
So,
okay.
Yeah, jeez. So it's – but still, I mean, you get a lot more.
There was no 2019 first rounder.
Yeah.
Can Alvin Gentry handle this as a coach?
So that was the other big thing I wanted to talk about before this podcast is over. The discussion around Boogie being moved to another team, I think at least like a key part of the discussion has been, well, if another team makes a move for him, it should be a franchise – like the Spurs or like the Celtics or like the Heat with a culture and rules and banners and, you know, they can point and say, like, Boogie, you can't do whatever you want. Is that the Pelicans at all?
No. No. Not at all.
So there's, like, a real chance. Like,
No. Slow down, because here's the rub. You don't – sure, all that was what you kind of need for Boogie, but also he has talent now. Boogie – I've done a 180 on Boogie because
okay, attitude you said that you didn't off. Do a 180. Oh my
No. That's for Boston. I didn't care if they got him in Boston or not.
Can we meet somewhere?
I knock you the hell out. Yeah, I slap the hell out of you. My point is for Boston, I didn't do the 180 because again, I didn't want to take that risk because Boston's already number two in the East. They don't need that risk, and I don't know. I'd be cool with it. But my point is for Boogie's point of view. Now he has a freaking all world teammate. He has the best point guard he's ever played with. I think we're not going to see the outburst because he's not going to be just losing every night and getting his ass handed to him.
So it's a different ballgame.
So I know the attitude's a problem. I just think the fact that now we're not going to – that's my whole thing with Boogie. Like, they've sucked for his whole 7 years. And he's given it his all. He's averaging 26, 27, and they just suck. And that can't be good for him or anybody else. So now he's gonna have like a new lease on life.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And don't you think that also like the context of the team trading for him goes a long way for that? Because it like just already instantly displays that the Pelicans are willing to make an effort to win the way the Kings like never did. Like just
for
the,
sure.
Just the fact
the same record.
Yeah, just the fact that he got traded, like that they went out to get him, I feel like instantly engenders a ton of goodwill between them.
Okay, let's keep talking about the Pelicans because Vince Miracle, one of the hosts of the Kings Court, which is almightyballer.com's Kings podcast, is going to be coming on soon and will, of course, address the fiery trash can that is the Sacramento Kings and the remains of the Sacramento Kings. So, sticking with the Pelicans. So, if what you guys are saying is true, and... Boogie, and I agree, by the way, that Boogie is just like a fierce competitor, pretty much too competitive. But, I mean, you know who else is too competitive? Michael Jordan. Like, he punched Steve Kerr. He hated losing.
He ruined Kwame Brown's life.
Yeah, he ruined his relationship with his family and friends. Like, he ruined Kwame's life and that Muggsy Bogues, I think, or something like that. Anyways, so what are the chances that this Pelicans thing doesn't work out and Gentry isn't the right coach and that things implode, and how bad could something like that look?
I'm going to go very low.
Yeah, I think this is a really good team.
So they have this half of the season or less than half of the season to measure, hey, Gentry, what can you do with this? And then they have the summer. Like, who wouldn't want to coach that team? Right?
James wouldn't.
No, I would.
Yeah, of course I would. I mean, like, you could bring in, like, okay,
you know what's funny about you, Chris? You're a smart guy, but somehow, you have no kind of you can't expand beyond like a binary kind of thing. This is not a binary thing.
Yeah, dude, it's Boogie, what the listeners want. Accurate,
Boogie Cousins accurate. And the brow, Boogie and the brow. Like,
no, my point is like Boogie's a good player. It's just the fact that Ainge felt the same way. He didn't feel like he wanted to give up the farm for him. Now. Maybe he didn't know he didn't have to give the farm for him, but he was trying to use logic. So, in this situation, this is great for the parties involved, except for Sacramento. Sacramento got a bum.
It's a binary thing, is what you're saying. It's good for one team and bad for the other.
Not at all, because again, Sacramento has their own logic. In their logic, they got pieces.
Yeah,
they got a couple picks. So again, now down the road we're going to grade this trade, obviously, and for them we're going to give them an F. I'm just saying right now you just can't just give them an F. They have something in mind, maybe something else brewing for them. Who knows? Now it sounds ridiculous, of course.
Sacramento is not. So they have Scal and they have Papa Giannis. And then now Buddy and then Malachi Richardson. So that's four first round picks. That's more youth than they've ever had, including the picks coming in. Their own and ours, of course. So, like, they're not in the worst place.
No. Yeah, but, like, that's not the argument here. Like, the argument, right, and what we were talking about at the start of the podcast before James said, like, why talk about hypotheticals, is what was the appropriate the appropriate price/value for a Boogie Cousins trade? Because surely you know, the Celtics could have got it. And the reason why I brought up the Celtics is because the Celtics are probably going to select Markelle Fultz. I mean, they have the highest chance of getting Fultz next year. And I feel like the Kings could be, you know, yeah, they have some lovely things. I totally agree. Like, they have Scal, but they would have had him either way. Yeah, they have Buddy, but I would have rather had Markelle Fultz and James, was Brown? Not James Brown, Jaylen Brown. They could have had, like, Markelle Fultz, Jaylen Brown, and, like, I don't know, Kelly Olynyk, right? Like, that would have been a lot better. So that's the discussion I'm trying to have, right?
So, your conversation is all hypothetical. We need to wait and hear what kind of offers came out, because we don't know anything. We don't know anything. We don't know what Boston could have said that, and they say, you know what, we don't want that. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's going to come out that Rozier wasn't included, and they're like, Dane, right. Come on, man. Terry Rozier.
I will James fight Young. To death about that one, because I don't mind not giving up Terry Rozier for Ibaka.
It's my impression that the Celtics, I think we now have no reason to not trust the Celtics. In the past, when they've been discussed, when Boogie's been discussed, the Celtics have said that, like, it's not something that they'd be interested in introducing into their locker room. And I think that,
there you go.
We don't know this conclusively, but, like, this is really, really strong evidence that suggests that that is the case, right? But I guess, so moving on from the Celtics was the first example that I brought up because everyone expected the Celtics to make a trade, and because I wanted James Hollis on the podcast because we have friendly banter back and forth. But
no, I hate you.
Friendly. Friendly has such air quotes around it.
But, right, like, the same thing applies to, okay, so we know that they talked to the Lakers, and we know that they talked to the Pelicans, obviously. But, I mean, did they talk to, I don't know, I'm going to Google NBA teams right now. Like, like, if you were the, if you were the Kings, would you rather have Harrison Barnes? Well, obviously you don't want Seth Curry. Harrison Barnes, Yogi Ferrell, and a first-round pick from the Mavs? Would you have rather had that? Would you have rather had, from the Thunder, would you rather have Cantor and a first-round pick and Andre Roberson? And maybe from the Heat, would you rather have, well, you don't want Hassan. Do you get what I mean, guys? Like,
we can do this all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying like to saying it. Words right
you're
now.
Trying to use logic where there's obviously it. A logic that, no, it's not even fun.
Let's do this all night.
The deal's already happened.
Yeah, Boogie is a Pelican. We're talking about a team now, like, if they get the 8 seed, which is still not a guarantee, but, you know, hoping they get the 8 seed, like, what better team suited to go after the Warriors? Two bigs versus small ball. Like, they're not going to take the series, but, like, wouldn't that Cavaliers. Be an interesting
I mean,
series?
Hey, how do you know?
I don't know.
I say that, everyone yells at me. Kumar comes right on now. Here saying it.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, I talk about the Pelicans threatening the Warriors, everyone gets.
No, like, I agree. I think that's a good point.
I'm just saying, pump the brakes, but I'm not, it's not crazy. We've never seen a team like this before.
Yeah,
it's not. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff.
Well, and the two teams, the teams that we compared them to also, by the way, were the closest facsimiles, rather, were the Spurs with a prime David Robinson and a prime Tim Duncan, like one of the
title team.
Like a title team, right? Or the Boston Celtics of old, you know, one of the three best Celtics, like one of the three best NBA teams ever constructed. Like, in NBA history, big men have been dominant, and yes, we are moving away from that era of NBA history into a guard-dominant league, but if any team is going to use big men to say, wait a minute, maybe it's not time to, like, hand over the reins to the Warriors yet, I feel like it has to be a Pelicans team that has the two best big men in the league. I mean, I think, in terms of talent, these are the two best big men in the league, right?
Easily.
I think so.
Like, Karl Anthony Towns isn't there yet. Jokic might be. He's an interesting argument. Like, Kristaps isn't there yet. Like, in terms of raw talent right now and next year, these are probably the two biggest big men. And, yeah, I mean, like, in terms of, like, you know, the ability to offer a different strategy that could contend with the Warriors and not just beat them at their own game and get lucky. Like, the Rockets could beat the Warriors, but they would have to hit. They would have to catch fire. They don't have a new strategy to bring to the table, and that's what the Pelicans, I feel like, have right
now.
So
I want to talk about that really quick. From an organizational and a coaching standpoint, the Pelicans for the last 2 years have been hell-bent. and not chasing after offensive rebounds and getting back in transition. Now, their defense has markedly improved doing that, but I just feel like now that you have Boogie and Davis, there's no way you can't chase after offensive rebounds. Like, you have to do that, especially if you meet the Warriors, who have been known to be deficient on the boards. You got to change your strategy up. There's going to be massive strategy changes. I don't know. I feel like they got to do that.
I think you're. I mean, again, three is still more than two, and you're still playing the guys who want to run up down the court and shoot threes. You still got to get back on defense. So I'm not. I can understand.
Tristan Thompson like wreck havoc, right?
That's Tristan Thompson. So, but that's the bonus here. You have two guys. You can send one of those guys to the glass. Right. And two guys are going to get 13.
Well, you crash the boards with Boogie, right? Like, and Anthony Davis gets back. I mean, like, that's if you have the option of sending one or the other, Boogie crashes because Boogie doesn't want to play defense anyways, right? So
Boogie crashes, Davis go back. He's your best rim protector.
And yeah, so I take back what I was saying. You know what? You're absolutely right. You got two rebounds like this. You send them, and you just get everybody else back. You just let those two crash. You send everybody else back, and you roll with that. You're absolutely right. It only makes sense.
They already play a crazy switchy defense. I mean, they have the personnel with Solomon Hill, Drew, Dante Cunningham. They have all types of weird, funky players. They're talking about bringing back Lance Stephenson. Like, there's so many possibilities here.
Yeah, no, and it'll be really interesting to see, and it'll be interesting to think about who would be, because I feel like looking at them right now, maybe I'm too firm of a believer in Etuan Moore. I don't think so. I think saying he could be the number five is fair. You know, I'm not saying he's fantastic. I'm saying, like, he could be the worst starter, right? That's all. So it'll be interesting to see who that number four is, because I feel like that's an important component. I feel like right now Solomon Hill is sort of an issue in the same way that a Harrison Barnes, who's wide open, was an issue for the Warriors last year in the finals.
I think you're putting the cart way before the horse.
Right. I
think you don't even worry about
him. I am.
They got plenty of pieces they can move. They got plenty of other moves they can make.
They've got
right
Alexis
now. All they care about is they have Boogie Cousins, they have Anthony Davis, and they have Drew Holiday. Once you got that, you're good to go, and then you can fine tune this offseason.
This is more than the Pelicans have ever had ever. So, like, I'm more than content being where we are. If this leads us to be like a perennial 50-win team for the next 4 years, shoot, I don't care. Like,
well, you're gonna have to resign.
I've seen so much terrible, terrible basketball from this franchise that this is honestly amazing.
Well, you're gonna need to resign Boogie. After next season.
Yeah, but like,
but I mean, I don't know. One good season with Boogie and Davis, I mean, could make it real easy to get that re-signing done.
Also, hypothetically, hypothetically, Drew Holiday could not return. That's interesting. What if
he's coming back?
No, I think so. But like, what if Boogie is as bad as his detractors seem to indicate? And what if that pushes Drew Holiday out?
I think they'll be fine. Everything I've seen about Boogie is that all the players like him. Players around the league seem to love him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in all-star game stuff, everybody likes him.
Hey.
No.
I mean, I think we're going to get some, like, pretty crazy leaks out of Sacramento about Boogie in the next week or two.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Just like,
okay with that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to have a tangible impact, but I'm just saying, I think we're going to see some, like, you know, they're going to talk some real mess about that
that's
man.
That's the only logical Sacramento media response.
But right, but that's part of the thing. I guess what I'm getting at is that, like, I bet we're going to hear a lot of that, and I bet a lot of it's going to come from management, because it does seem like players in general, like, dig the dude. Like, he seems like a guy most people like, except for, you know, the people who are paying his salary.
No, I get it, man. Like, he's been frustrated, and it's been a spiral, and so he, you know, gets in trouble, he gets texts, and the front office looks bad, and all. It doesn't matter, though, because I pinned a lot of that on the front office. They've done a terrible job putting talent around him. They've been crappy every year. That's on them. You know, you got talent like Boogie, and you don't build around it correctly. That's on you. And then now I think the problem is they've been lying, because all this time it's been, oh, we're going to give him the money, we're going to keep him, and out of the blue this happens. So now the front office loses a lot of credibility. While Boogie himself has always been like, "Hey, I'm good. I want to stay here. This is what I want to be." And you trade him. So now other free agents can look at that and say, "Yeah, I don't know if I trust that front office." So he comes out of this looking like a rose, and I think now he's gonna feel a little vindicated, because he's gonna be on a winning team, and Sacramento's gonna stink. I mean, it is what it is. Now if he does come out there and his attitude's horrible, and Drew leaves, and then it's a different ball game. then it's like, wow, maybe people were right about Boogie. You can't,
yeah, but you can't. Yeah, I'm fine with that because then you can't argue the Pelicans didn't try to put the best talent around AD. Like, that's, this is all we can ever ask.
Tried. I mean, the Kings are trying to do that too.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if different. That's
true. You got DeMar, like, if the Kings got Anthony Davis next to Boogie, then like, okay, they like, yeah, they succeeded, but like, man, we got Boogie. Like, what?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, sometimes, and I think that the late Lakers, you know, once once it was the bus kids who were in charge, I think that they had I think that they were the ones who were in charge and not Daddy Bus, for the Pau Gasol Kobe championships. So sometimes, you know, bad ownership, bad management, sometimes they put you know, make a few really good deals, and despite being fundamentally dysfunctional in certain ways, just the situation ends up so that, boom, you have a fantastic team. Like, maybe...
Hey, fellas, I got a roll, man. I got a roll here in a minute, so if you got anything else for me.
Well, just get, like, why don't we get a last word from you before you dip out?
Well, actually, yeah. Go ahead, do that, and then Kumar, do the same, and then I guess we'll sign off.
Yeah, I can't sit here and listen to you make hypotheticals on that. Chris, they stink. seriously. So this is amazing. This is one of those sneak home runs that Danny Ainge has been looking for the last few years. When all these picks and stuff with his war chest, he didn't get it. Pelicans got it. That's good for the Pelican fans. This is amazing for the city of New Orleans. Boogie Cousins is literally he's the most talented the best big man in the league right now. Even if he's played for a crap team,
unless it's Anthony Davis.
This is going to, or unless it's Anthony Davis, this is going to change both of their legacies so much. Playing for bad teams is just, it stinks for good players to play for bad teams. It just does. Especially when the ownership is that bad. I just worry about the Pelicans because their ownership hasn't been that great themselves. But, you know, maybe this gets them on the right track and they can make, you know, good decisions around them from now on. They just shifted the power in the West. Because I think once they get up to speed, I mean, is San Antonio going to beat those two? I don't know if they have the shooting right now, but like next season with them,
yeah,
this might affect what the Clippers do in this offseason. This might affect, you know, the Thunder have to make a move now to do something because now there's another power in the West. This makes everything like this is like a landscape changing kind of move. It's the fact that the Kings gave up, you know, so much for so little is just mind boggling to me. And I know Silver won't do it, but it's almost like you would think, any other situation, these guys wouldn't be allowed to own a team.
Yeah, for real. It does seem like someone should take their toys away, maybe.
But Sam Hinkie's the problem, guys.
A++++ for the Pelicans, a big F for Sacramento, because this, you know, unless something comes out later that something had to be done. But other than that, this is exciting, man. So, hey, who's the homie that runs the Pelicans pod?
Kumar.
Me.
Kumar. Congratulations, my brother. You got some good, you know, juicy material for the rest of the season for the next year and a half at least. So that's dope, man.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier to talk about the Pelicans.
Everyone listening, that's at J-Holes Hoops, aka someone who I will soon fight in Temecula, Snotty Drippin. So, yeah, he runs our Celtics podcast. He is a big fan of Boogie Cousins and of this deal, apparently. So thanks for coming on, man.
I actually am, yeah. Thanks for having me on, fellas. You guys have fun.
Right, see you later.
Later, homie.
Peace.
Wait, okay, another good piece of news.
Alright.
Apparently the Pistons tried to trade Drummond for Boogie and the Kings said no, and then the Kings did this. And this is my favorite part of this news, I think, is it's hearing like all the trades the Kings didn't make that seemed like they were obviously better deals than this one.
Okay, so Kunal, we have to be winding down because so, is there anything you saw from Buddy Hield over? You know, honestly, this is crazy. We were just talking about we started to record an All-Star podcast, right? And then the Boogie thing happened, and we totally changed directions, and this is where we are right now. And what we were talking about right before this news broke is that what the Rising Stars Challenge sort of. The big narrative that you can attach to what happened there is that I would probably rather have, instead of Buddy Hield, I would probably rather have Jamal Murray, right? So, that's an interesting, like, connection to all of this, right? Is that, I don't think that Buddy Hield has been all that great, but Kunal, have you seen anything that maybe indicates otherwise?
I think Buddy definitely has a place in the league. I think you're going to know where his strengths are, which are going to be moving off the ball, nailing those threes, and making his best of attacking closeouts. I think his ceiling, was someone on the Pels blogging community once said that he has a ceiling of being Mitch Richmond. And I felt like that was a really good comparison, where he can potentially maybe be a quasi all-star player down the line as a ceiling. He won't really move the needle in other areas outside shooting and scoring. And he can still be an effective player in the NBA. I fully see that. But I tend to agree that Jamal Murray at the age of 19, I think he may be 20 now, whatever his age is having a better season than Buddy statistically, and probably has a higher ceiling just because he's younger and a little bit more fluid on the playmaking side. But that being said, Buddy was one of my favorite players to watch this season. I couldn't help but root for him every time he was on the court, every time he took a shot. I will be sad to see him go. He's just an awesome magnetic personality to have around. So I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, but... still,
what a
he's
personality
not...
you got in exchange.
Yeah. We got Boogie.
Yeah, that's so.
Who am I kidding? We got Boogie.
Oh man.
Yeah.
There's a
okay, okay, so he's a good dude, but like on a talent level, like, is there something that you saw in Buddy Hield as a player that makes you think that the Kings are maybe onto something here? Like, is there any indication that you've had watching Buddy Hield that would support the Kings' idea that maybe Buddy Hield can be a star somewhere? I mean, not near his talent level, but maybe a star, you know?
I think if you squint really hard, Buddy can turn into a Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
If you squint really, really hard.
Yeah, I mean,
I think so. And if you end up getting that type of player down the line, then... hey, good for them. But I mean, before the draft, I tweeted out like Buddy Hield seems like the most Kings pick ever. With their given yeah. their history with Jimmer, Ben McLemore, Stauskas, seems to fit the Kings archetype. And lo and behold, he is on the Kings now. So it just may be the type of player they look for. I don't know.
David Mayo just tweeted out that the Pelicans are trying to, I don't know if this is true. Yeah, the Josh Smith thing. that they might be trying to get Josh Smith to make a super big three.
I don't think so.
I hope that happens, though.
I don't think so. I much rather they go after Lance. I know they're trying to trade Terrence Jones. I've seen that. And sad to see him go. He's on a minimum contract. Like, if they can get anything back from him, hey, good for them. Dante Cunningham has been pretty, pretty, pretty solid, and I think I'm looking forward to watching him work with Boogie. He's hitting his threes. He's become a pretty competent three-point shooter. He's a good defender. I think Cunningham's the guy. And then also we have Monta Ellis. So Terrence Jones is the odd man out there.
Well, I mean, I think you have a lot of big men who are odd men out. Odd big men out. But, like, I mean, like we've been saying, you have time to move around pieces before the day of reckoning comes. What's to me, like, when you're thinking about, like, a title team, like, the number one guy is most important than the number two. And I like your one and two in terms of talent, definitely. Number three, next important. And then, like, who are your other starters? And then can you bring anyone off the bench? You have all the really important stuff figured out, and there's time to figure out the fact that it's not the best constructed roster, but it's a maybe poorly constructed roster around the two unquestionably best big men in the league, and then Jrue Holiday. So like, who cares?
Yeah, it's going to be entertainment no matter what. I just saw Karl Anthony Towns tweeted, wow, I bet he's feeling jealous. They're all friends.
Yeah, or at least he's feeling like, oh man, I thought we were going to be the up-and-coming big team next year, and now I got to deal with this
Gorgie,
total insanity.
It.
Yeah, now it's just me and Gorgie Dang drinking hot chocolate playing Monopoly on my Twitch stream. That's a fact. Carl Anthony Towns streams Monopoly on Twitch. It's my favorite thing about any NBA player.
Pelicans. The Pelicans tweeted out using their hashtag win the night, and it's a picture of AD holding up the MVP trophy, but the win the night thing just really seals it. Like, they truly won the night tonight in every facet.
Yeah, I guess the name of this episode is Pelicans Win the Night. And I think we're gonna end there. So, listener, regardless of how much you actually heard, I'm going to cut off huge chunks of our All-Star part, maybe release it as a second episode, like a freebie somewhere. I don't know. But, Kunal, I'm going to put this on the Pelicast feed, just so you know, as your Insta reaction. Is that cool?
That is totally fine.
Yeah. And then, you know, whether you're listening to this on Pelicast, Almighty Ball and NBA Show, Unguarded Shooting, or you're listening to this out of a hand crank speaker from the charred remains, from a bunker under the charred remains of Sacramento. Thank you for listening. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay. Awesome. Well,
might be a stretch, but it made
sense. My guest today, earlier, James Hollis, host of the True Celtics podcast. You can find that on iTunes. Just look for the True Celtics podcast and follow him. Kumar.
Yeah,
Kumar.
I was gonna say something.
No. I can edit. Dude, I'm like lightheaded right now. I said Kumar a bunch of times, so I can like go back.
It is true that as soon as the news broke, you just made a lot of sounds that weren't human words for like 2.5 minutes.
Which was
pretty terrible for me, to be entirely honest.
All right, so and then, of course, God, I'm going to have to edit all of this tonight. Whatever, I'm going to do it. And then, of course, the podcast host who won the night, so to speak, Kumar, right? Right?
Kumar. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Kumar won the night, podcast host-wise.
The host Vince of Pelicast. Kumar, where can we find you except on Pelicast, the Pelicans podcast?
At Fear the Brown.
And we are fearing the Brown right now as we speak. last but not least.
Maybe least.
I was going to say you.
I know.
Oh, okay. At MLSurfboard. I was being
self-deprecating and charming.
Lux, thanks for, woof.
Yeah, no, it was great. What a twist. I thought we were going to just be talking about a boring All-Star game, but things got interesting fast.
What a night. What a time
my
to be alive.
Next week. This is the craziest.
Your birthday's today now.
It is my birthday today.
Happy birthday. Yeah, go.
Yo, when are the Bill Simmons tweeted out, when are the Calipari to Pelicans rumors starting?
Yeah, and soon.
Oh, yeah, Kentucky.
Yeah, we didn't even get to the Kentucky angle, but there's just a lot.
Oh, wait, here's DeMarcus Cousins figuring out he was traded to New Orleans.
Wait, who's tweeting that?
What did you do? Why'd you break it?
Anywho, I'm a hop off.
Oh, okay, all right. Wait. Boogie said it's whatever to being traded to the Pelicans. Whatever. It's just Boogie. He was in a press conference. Okay, all right. I'll see you later. I'm Chris Axman, your host. Follow me at Almighty Ballin and check out ABPN Podcasts while we analyze a new landscape in the NBA. AlmightyBaller.com, blogtalkradio.com/ABPN podcast, and good night, everyone. And
goodbye. Have fun. Yeah. Stay safe out there.
Yeah. Tune in.
Tune in. Win the night.
Yeah. Win the night. See ya.
All right. Wow.